episode 146, 5 Summer Survival Tips.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
Yahoo!
The radio.
Yes, guess what? It's summertime. Did you just totally lose your eardrum? I'm so sorry, but I'm excited. Are you excited? I don't know what summertime brings for you, but it is the bomb in this household. Yes, I'm kind of one of those weird, crazy moms that actually enjoys having her children around. Now, yes, mine are getting older, but I still remember those days when we had the little ones back when I was homeschooling, and it was like, oh my gosh, I had 3 under what age? Then I had 4 under what age? And then I had 5. And I was like, boy, they just keep multiplying. Yet somehow we're surviving it all. And so I really got to thinking back, and I was like, you know what? Sometimes it is all about survival, and summertime is just that. Surviving summer is a challenge. And how can a happy summer exist with little to no chaos? I mean, think about it. You're used to a routine, right? You've got certain things scheduled when it's during the school years. You have activities, or if you're working outside of your home and your kids go to your, you know, daycare, you have somebody come into the house. Whatever, there is a schedule. So it's more like scheduled chaos, right? Or scheduled busyness. But now it's like, it's all for the birds, right? Anything goes. But you know what? We got to keep it simple, because you can survive summer without the chaos. And I'm here to help you with that. Now, today, we're only going to go over 5 summer tips. We're going to keep it simple. You know me, the kiss, right? We got to keep it simple. So we're going to go over 5 tips for you. And then I want you to know that beginning in June, mark your calendar so you can go there. You can get the free summer survival planner. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get tips and tricks and recipes, and I mean just everything for the kids, for the moms, even for the dads. We'll throw something in. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's something new for me. And I thought, you know what? What a great way just to share how summer is going. So you can go to createyournow.com/summer planner. And you can download it then. And it's starting in June. So whenever you're listening to this, June and beyond, you can go take a peek at it and download it. It is free. It's free. Did I mention it was free? All right. Enough about that chitter chatter. I am so glad you're here. It is time for lemonade, because in my opinion, summertime and lemonade is the best. One way to really get your own mind going, okay? This is totally on the side note of the 5, okay? This is just an extra. This is a bonus thrown at the very beginning. You need to hydrate your body, hydrate your mind, and hydrate your spirit, okay? It is so easy to want to grab those quick drinks, but this is what I want to encourage you to do. I want you to get some jugs, okay? You can get ones that you feel comfortable with, or some glass jars, okay? And infuse them with different types of either vegetables or fruits. Like you can do cucumbers and key limes. Oh, fabulous. You can combine oranges and lemons and key limes. There's so many different ways. Infuse your water and just give it a little kick, but make it all natural and hydrate yourself. I'm telling you, you will be a much, much healthier mama, number one, and you won't have a chaotic summer, and you will be able to survive it. Yes, with hydration, I tell you. Hydration. Okay, that was just a bonus one. Tip number one. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Tip number one, create a routine. Yes, we just got done talking about how during the school year, when you have things set up and it's structured, okay, and even if you don't have school-age children, or you have some that are school-age and others that are just at home, either way, summertime is crazy time. You know why, right? Because there's vacation times. You have longer weekends. You know, you take off a Monday or a Friday to make it a 4-day weekend. We're just coming off of a holiday. So create a new summer routine. It's a great way to start. I do this with every single kind of season that we go through, okay? So start with a routine. Routines are truly a blessing. Children and even you, I know you don't want to admit it, excel when knowing what to expect, all right? So place your quote-unquote normal activities on the calendar, and then what you can do is add in the surprises and the getaways. Some of us call these vacations, right? But they don't even have to be vacations. They could be staycations. Whatever you want, you add those in on the calendar. And you can do this weekly or monthly. This is going to give you a routine. This is going to allow you to take away the craziness. And then when you have, if you have children at this point in time that are like, I want to sleep over now and another one tomorrow and another one, you're like, whoa, 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 go to the calendar. This is what we're looking at. These are the days that you have available that work in the schedule. And then everybody is blissful because it's right there. Okay, so create a routine. Number two, tip two, plan with your child or your children. Yes, believe it or not, include them. Let them pick some of the activities throughout the summer. This is really important because you see, if they're all in, your days are going to be a lot cheerier. I promise you that. So again, plan with your child. Now, if you say, I don't have any children and I have furry children. Yes, I know some of you have those furry children. We used to at one point, but now we have actually ones that walk on two little leggies that drive us crazy, but we love them so much. If you're with just either furry friends or even your husband or your spouse or partner, what you need to do is you need to plan with them too, okay? No, I'm not saying that they're a child. Do not get me wrong and stop laughing. No, but you need to include them because you see, you don't want to be in control of everything because if they think you're in control of everything, then when they're unhappy, you are not going to be a cheery person. So be sure to include the ones you love within the family structure, okay? Including those if you have, let's say your parents live in with you and you're going to do stuff with them too, include them in the planning. So important. Here we go. Tip number three. Are you catching up with me? Guess what? This is one of my favorites. Have absolutely capital all nothing days. You heard me. Have nothing days. Busy isn't always better. Grant some relaxation and rejuvenation days. I love my re's. Remember? Relax and rejuvenate days for just hanging out at the house, encouraging family time and rest. Do you know our bodies need time to rest? Yes, seriously. That means literally taking time off from your schedule. If it's scheduled work, if it's your scheduled career, maybe you have an at-home business. Guess what? You need downtime as much as your children do. That doesn't mean downtime at the swimming pool because you're outside, you got to prep, you got to prepare, etc. No, downtime at the house. Maybe you have movie time that time. Maybe you have some reading time, okay? But make it a nothing day. You got to schedule them because if not, in two blinks, summer will be gone and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I feel more tired than when I started and I really wanted to be more rested. What is the deal? So number three, have nothing days. Number four, are you hanging in there? Come on, this is summer survival. Number four, schedule low-tech time. You heard me. I'm so sorry. Turn me off. Seriously, you need to turn off the computers. Turn off technology. Enjoy reading and writing. Yes, this is actually very crucial. It's crucial not only to your children, but it's crucial to your spirit and to your mind. As we get older, we tend to, our thoughts tend to change a little bit, number one, but we become so regimented. We don't want to be a regimented mommy, right? We don't want to be this like military robot mommy coming in. Yes, I am. Here, this is what we do today. Next, we do this today. Okay, no, that's not fun. So be creative. Tell stories, draw, read, make it age appropriate and fun. How cool would it be to make snow at home during the summertime? I mean, seriously, you can do that with baking soda and shaving cream. Yes, you can. You mix the two together with the right consistency and you get snow. It's a blast. Anyway, just FYI, especially if it gets too hot, it's a fun thing to do in the house. You know what? And most importantly, memories and smiles await. Schedule your low-tech time. Okay, and finally, here we go. Step number five, eat with color. Yes, I can't stress that enough. It is so easy to go to the quick grabs in the pantry. Well, those quick grabs are what call us to quickly sag. And we don't want to sag when we're grabbing, right? It's not a good combination, mamas. I'm just saying, okay? It's not. So you need to eat with color. Nourish the body through colorful foods. You want to eat with a colorful plate. This will give you and your amazing children and family the nutrients in keeping the inside feeling great. What better way to enjoy summer than a healthy, vibrant summer from the inside out, okay? And you already got the big bonus one, right, Mom? You got that. It was to hydrate, H2O all the way. You can spice it up with different wonderful fruits and vegetables to infuse the water. And oh, yum, my mouth is watering as we're talking about it. But to top it all off, the tip number 5 is eat with color. It's so important. Do some prep time, okay? On some of those nothing days that you have, tip number 3, maybe you enjoy some prep time. Have your kids involved in it too, if they can and it's safe enough for them to do. But they can learn to cut up vegetables and fruit, etc. When they get involved, they're going to want to taste it. They're going to want to try it. What better way than to snack on fresh peppers and carrots and cucumbers at the actual swimming pool with homemade awesome dip instead of prepackaged? Well, we won't name the little, fish that we all love to eat that are extra cheesy and extra golden. Yes, you know what I'm talking about. They're great. And I have some in my pantry, but that's not something you should live on during the summer. So tip number 5, eat with color. I hope this has given you just a little bit of motivation to know that, you know what, summer can actually be awesome. Okay. You can have a magnificent summer. And remember, you can go to createyournow.com/summer planner. That's S-U-M as in Mary, M-E-R planner, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, for a free download of this, of just great tips and tricks. You'll love it. You'll have fun with it. I'm having fun doing it for you all. And, you know, I want to hear your feedback too. So go out, make it an awesome day. Remember, it's available in June, okay? And I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.